Thomas is already thinking back at the Waterbills 10-minute clinic here, and we're lucky to have Jack back with us. He visited us on an earlier podcast, and we're basically talking about all different modeling techniques, and it doesn't matter if it's a fine scale miniatures kit or a South River kit or a Bar Mills kit. We all use wood, we all use shingles, we all use castings, but the thing of it is, how do you go about taking these very basic elements and making them special, making them yours, making them tell a story? Today, Jack is going to discuss with us a little bit of his, going to go over a little bit of his background and knowledge in respect to taking a plastic window, which so many kits come with, including Bar Mills kits, and making them not look like plastic, but look like real wood windows, whether they're rotting away or freshly painted or whatever. So, Jack, welcome back to Bar Mills. I appreciate you stopping back for the second podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me. I think the window thing is... It depends a lot on the scale that you're working in. I mean, if you're working in an N-scale building, the difference of detail on that window, weathering-wise, is going to be a lot less than if you're working in O-scale. So if you're in an N-scale, you may not want to grain that plastic. You may not want to put knot holes and things like that in. But in O-scale, it's probably one of those things that you really do want to do. So let's take middle of the road, let's say HO. I would probably take... the plastic windows, and the best thing to do is I like to prepare them by spraying them a gray. Any automotive or primer gray would be a good color.
Let me ask you, a lot of windows, they're already gray when you get them. Are you going to tell me that we should go out and get spray primer just to paint gray windows gray again?
It depends upon the type of paint you're going to put on the window. If you're going to put an acrylic paint on a plastic window, you're not going to have what they call tooth, which allows the paint to adhere very well to it. And you're going to find out that if you put it directly on the plastic, it's going to come off. So by priming it, you're going to give it a base for these paints to stick to. It's also going to give you a consistent color across the scale, whether you have white windows, black windows, gray windows, whatever it is, pink windows. So by starting with the gray, you're starting from a base, and you're going to have the same results each time you do it. If not, it's going to be a little different. The next step... I would probably do is I would figure out what color we're going to paint the windows and how whether we want these windows to look. If we want the windows to look like they have peeling paint or they're rotting like that, then I would pick my color and I would do what they call a heavy dry brushing. That means I have probably twice as much paint on the brush as I do on the light dry brushing, where I'm going to see some of this gray showing through the regular paint. I'm not going to just flow the paint on and make it thick and heavy on the... I'm going to let some of that gray show through. Once I get that done, I can then go and use a ink and alcohol stain or any of the blacks, weatherings, washes that you can use. There's a couple out there. And they will then tone down that color even a little bit more. And then the very end on an HO window, I will then take and do a very light dry brushing. And that's going to make all those little reveals and things from the windows pop right out the edges. That's going to make the window look not flat. It's going to give it some dimension.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, it sounds like the way you've been approaching this, we're not going to play up any supposed, quote-unquote, wood grain. I know personally I've taken the plastic windows, always prime everything, and of course if you buy Bar Mills kits, you know it's always Walmart equipment grade primer, whether it's wood or plastic in this case, or even metal when we do our castings. But basically I would take the windows, tape them down, use some masking tape, spray them with the gray, then I would actually... Most of my windows are white, I have to tell you. I'm not big on purple and blue and red and pink windows. I think when it comes down to it, windows are basically one of two or three colors. Of course, I'm always thinking white being the most predominant. Among other things, they help show the detail in the window better than a darker color would. Typically, I'd paint them gray, spray them white, of course, once they've dried, and then I'd buy one of these little tiny brushes. And Jack, I know you use this. It's a small wire brush that I would scribe in the direction of the supposed wood grain, whether it's vertical or horizontal. I would scribe the white paint, revealing some of the gray underneath it before continuing with the finish of the window. Here again, I'm not using any brushes and using a spray can. Of course, the stuff basically is going on quite thin. At that point, I would possibly go into the the alcohol in the ink, but I'm not sure. I know you've used those brushes yourself, because frankly, folks, Jack's the one who showed me the brushes. And yeah. He didn't mention it, but I think that's worth considering.
The scratch brush that's out there is basically a stiff little wire brush. It will take some of the cover paint off, but again, if we're doing what they call a heavy dry brushing, you're going to end up with what looks like grain, and this will help a little bit more also by using a scratch brush. If you go into a no-scale window or a larger window, you may want to actually take an X-Acto blade and cut some grain right into that plastic. I've seen it done. It looks very nice. Put some knot holes in it. It takes a little more time, but again, you're looking at the detail in the larger scale here. In an HO scale, you're not going to quite see that grain as much.
Well, let me interject here. Jack, are you at all familiar with the new windows that Northeastern Scale Lumber has been producing? We're now buying them and using them in the latest bore mills kits. Of course, you know, these are specially made and have left the other windows in the dust. They're a light color generally, which to me just makes it easier to paint in some respects, especially if you prefer not to use the primer. But if you've noticed, they have little nail holes and they have wood grain in them. I'm thinking you haven't had experience with those yet, but I know you've seen them.
I've seen them, and when you go back to the same techniques we're using, if you have a wood grain that has actually molded into the plastic, that when you put some of this, if you have your base color, you put ink and alcohol, that ink and alcohol is going to settle in those grooves. And then when you dry brush across the top of this lightly dry brush, it's going to hit all the high tops of that grain, and it's going to make that grain pop right out. Very quick and very easy. You're going to see that grain because it's when you dry brush across the top, it's not going to fill in between the grain lines, just the top, and it's going to stick right out. You may not see it as much on a white, but that ink and alcohol is going to make the grooves between the grain come out. So you're actually going to see that grain.
Well, to me, it sounds like after all these years, there's finally been an advancement in windows. And yes, there are millions of other windows that maybe don't have those features and that we all lock into. But it sounds like any of the techniques, regardless of whether it's dry brushing or using a scratch brush, priming, alcohol India ink, dry brushing again or whatever, to me, it sounds like it all would work to the benefit of creating something that doesn't look quite so Home Depot, out-of-the-store kind of a look.
Yeah, we've been dealing with the windows in the past forever that had no wood grain, which is straight, and we were actually putting that look of wood grain back on them. But now with the wood grain in, it's just going to make it much easier, and we're going to make it look much more realistic.
Well, I know we can thank the folks at Northeastern Scale Lumber for that up in Methuen, Massachusetts. We're sold on them. We're going to be using them in all the bar mills kits in the future as they become available. I have to wonder also now. A lot of folks prefer the laser-cut glass. Now, let me clarify. When we say laser-cut glass, we're talking about laser-cut acetate, generally 5 or 10 thousandths of an inch thick. When it's laser-cut, it fits into the window, sometimes in two pieces if you have an upper sash and a lower sash. Other modelers prefer to use just one big piece of acetate, insert the window in its opening, and simply cover the whole area from behind the window to maybe a quarter an inch or more to the sides of the window, and this seems like a quicker way to install the glass, but I'm not so sure as that's great for a contest model. What's your take on that, Jack?
I think one of the things that you have to consider when you're doing this is where this model is going to be placed, maybe on the layout or in the diorama. If it's something that's right up in front, right where people are going to really scrutinize it, then I would say probably I myself would prefer to put individual panes, upper and lowers, on the windows. It gives you one more shadow line in the glass that you may not see. If you're farther back on your layout and you really can't get that good close look, it may be better, and you can do more modeling if you do it quicker. So by putting a full sheet across the whole wall, you've created the same effect.
Well, let me ask you this. If you were taking this acetate, which is plastic, against a plastic window for the most part, although obviously in S scale, O scale, and so on, the windows are generally laser cut because they have to be unique and they are just simply aren't available commercially. Mm-hmm. If you were to glue the acetate to the back of the actual window, as in a contest model, what glue would you use? Mm-hmm. And is there a trick to it? Because, you know, I try it, and that I use the plastic cement, the testers, but that stuff just seems to run in more of the window when I try to do
it. It's very interesting. I do use testers liquid cement. I will take a 00 brush, I will dip it in the glue, and I will rub probably a lot of it off on the lip of the jar. I will hold my window down on the table, and I will touch it to the very, very, very corner of the acetate. And through capillary action, the glue will run wherever there is a mullion on the window and actually adhere it down. Sometimes you get a little rise up in the acetate, but if you take tweezers or a razor blade, you can push down the middle and it will adhere to it. And it will leave a little bit of marring around the edge of the mullion, but not too much. But it holds it in pretty well, and they stay pretty well. And if you want to break a window, or if you want to do that, you can actually cut these up and then glue them in by cutting like broken shards of glass in there and things like that, cracks.
Well, you know, most of us don't do building interiors, and we're getting close to the 10 minutes. As a matter of fact, Jack, we've gone over, but just quickly to wrap this up, most of us don't do building interiors, and looking through a building and seeing nothing on the inside isn't the best idea. Dull coat is a popular option. How do you approach dull coat? Do you put it on the outside of the acetate, the side facing the interior of the building? Do you do it after it's on the layout, after it's built, before it's built? Exactly, in a nutshell, we've only got a few seconds. What's the approach that works for you on this?
I would usually take a piece of acetate before I, if it's already cut up, I will then spray the back of it with a light dull coat. I don't want to make it look like it's opaque. I just want to make the glass so you can't quite see through it perfectly. I just want to let, and sometimes it'll blotch up. And if you do in a factory or something like that, that's not a problem because they would have dirty windows and it would not be a problem. So I would normally spray the dull coat on before I put it on the windows. If you have the laser cut ones, after the window is done, it might be easier just to put them down on a piece of double face tape and spray the back very lightly with some dull coat. That's about all you need to do.
Well, folks, this has been our 12-minute and 2-second, 10-minute broadcast. We kind of broke a couple of rules here, but sometimes it's just hard to answer all the answers and answer all the questions in such a short amount of time. Again, Jack has been with us before. He's one of the Barn Mill staffers. He's done a lot for the hobby. He lives in New Hampshire. He's the president of the North Conway Model Railroad Club and one of our very, very good friends right here up here in Barn Mills, Maine.